for you.
It's the first draft.
I know! It's so exciting. Come on, be excited with me.
There you go.
Woo! Yeah, I'll take it. I just put the end at the end, but I didn't write the to be continued yet because it's just a superstition. If you put to be continued at the end, then it puts so much pressure. So you gotta wait until it's right about to print, then you can write it. Or better yet, you make somebody else do it. Well, the printer ran out of ink at the end, so I just kind of like hand wrote the last 5 or 6 pages, maybe the last 15 or 16. Because I wanted you to have a copy, and you said that you hate e-readers, so there's paper. It's not my fault you're 1,000 years old and your brain. Join the rest of us. I like my Kindle. Yeah, the smell of books. I get it. But with my phone, I can just have a bunch of them anytime. I can just switch between them. I don't have to carry a bunch. Well, I'm explaining it to you because you clearly don't appreciate it. Anyways, it's not the point. The point is, that's the first draft. The very first draft. And you're the first person that gets to see it. Because we're friends. And because I really value your opinion. You've been giving me such good notes with the, you know, few pages that I'll hand to you. And I thought I'd show you the result of all those notes. Yeah, I sent it into my editor already, so all they have to do is approve it. And then I can start working on, you know, revising the whole thing. I know, I'm kind of a pain in the ass. I send them the whole thing at once. They kind of hate it. I'm supposed to send in chapters at a time, but, well, Stormfeather 1 did so well that I kind of get to do what I want. I just think that it's kind of naked without the whole entire thing. I guess I'm kind of a hypocrite since I gave you some chapters ahead of time, but you're different. You're not some, you know, soulless publishing house trying to tell me what to do. Oh, yeah, it's super late. Yeah, I want to come inside and watch you read the first page. I changed the opening sentence. Oh, you're gonna make me wait. Okay. But you promise to read it. Okay. Okay. Tonight. You're gonna read the whole thing tonight? I mean, I'm flattered, but I don't know if it's like that much of a page turner. You really think so? Okay, then I'm gonna hold you to it. When I see you tomorrow, you better have finished it. You can't brag about how fast you read and then not follow through. Okay. Whew. All right. I'm gonna open it. You really think she's going to say yes? Okay. Opening up the email from my editor in 3, 2, 1. It says, hey Kelly, I took a look at your draft, and I'm sorry to say it, this just isn't what the publisher is looking for at this time. I have appended a list of notes. There are major revisions needed. We need to take the story in a more fantastical direction we've gone. I guess they didn't like the dragon either. I should have known better. No, it's okay. I'm so spoiled. My first interaction with this company was them just sending me back this glowing review and saying that they wanted to put it up right away and had nothing but good things to say, and of course, you know, like, that's not gonna happen every time. Hey, cheese. There's so much. They want it all done in a month. That's where I'm contracted. It's so soon. I don't even... It took me so long to write the first draft. I mean, they want me to overhaul the whole thing and... Oh my god, I'm gonna have to ask for an extension. And what if they drop me? What if they decide... I already know that I took too long on this one. Oh my god, I fucked up. Thanks. I could use a hug. You want in on this too, cheese? I'm okay. I'm too much of a perfectionist, this kind of thing. It's the only thing that I care about, and it's not like it's a... I mean, it is a rejection. It's a rejection of my book. Look at these notes. It's like they want me to take all of the personality out of it. They want to make it like any other YA novel out there in the market. That wasn't what made Storm Feathers special. It was... And it was mine. I don't want to... make it, what's this note? Merchandisable. They want me to add some kind of animal sidekick that they can turn into a plush toy. Sorry, I'm really discouraged.
Thanks, cheese.
Is he sitting on something? What do you got there, cheese? Where did you get that from? I think this one's from your fridge. And by the smell of it, it's... I think it's a Munster. I mean, it's a really salty cheese. That's probably why he went after it. Did you bring this for me, buddy? You're so sweet. You're so cute! You guys are right. Can't let this get me down. I am going to take a little bit to think about it, though. I don't know if these are the things that I want to do to my book. Maybe I can talk to them. Let them know that I'm okay with, well, stuff like this. You know, they're right. That is a glaring plot hole. I need to fix that. But not all the really commercially stuff. I don't want to do that. Thanks for believing in me. Somewhere else. I wouldn't even know how to do that, to be honest. And besides, I've got a contract with them, so I kind of have to go through their publishing house. You're right. I just gotta stand up to them and tell them that this is... that they need to trust me. That this is the direction. I think that readers can handle something a little more, you know, involved. Especially because the last book, I mean, the people who read it, they're 2-3 years older now. So they're growing up with Stormfeather. And I think they'll understand. Okay. I won't give up. Thank you. I don't know what I'd do without you. I probably would have, well, I think I do know. I think I probably would have just sat in my house and cried for a little bit. But you're right. It's no point in letting this get me down. Thanks for the thought, cheese, but that's been in your mouth. You too. You really make me smile. Thank you. Whew. Do you want some ice cream? I could really go for some ice cream. No, none for you, cheese. Well, come on. I think I've got some in the freezer.